We're speaking with Jeff Simmons, who is the driver of the number 17 ethanol car in the IndyCar series. And Jeff, we just had a big announcement about the Ray Hall Letterman entries. Why don't you just tell us about that, about what's going to be in the Ray Hall Letterman stable and coming up in the IndyCar series?
Yeah, we have Scott Sharp is my new teammate, and he's coming with Patron sponsorship. So we decided our team is the spirit of IndyCar. We seem to have the alcohol covered, the drinking and the fuel. So we've also brought on some new people in the technical department and making a lot of positive changes, I think, for this coming season. And obviously going to 100% ethanol in the IndyCar series, we want to have a good year and be leading the pack.
Now, you've been involved with Team Ethanol for, let's see, about 8 months, 9 months now, is that right?
Yeah, I think that's about right, and it's been a whirlwind tour so far.
What do you think has been the most challenging thing for you in the last 8 or 9 months, coming on as a driver for Team Ethanol?
Well, we had a rough start to the year, but once we kind of worked our way through that, and everybody was really supportive of me, both on the team, in the ethanol industry, and the sponsors, and all of that, and that's all been fantastic. I want to get better and better in my role as a spokesperson for ethanol and for the industry, and I think the education is just ongoing. And I wouldn't say that it's been too difficult, because I've had a lot of good people helping me, help tutor me and everything, but it's certainly ongoing, and this off season gives me a lot of time to learn more and get out and meet more people and do promotional work.
Of course, you give a lot of credit to Paul Dana whenever you talk. How has it been to fill those shoes in the last year?
I don't think that I have entirely, and certainly, Paul was very well respected in the ethanol industry, and this program that he created, I think everybody's really realizing now just what a vision he had, and I'm just honored to have the opportunity to try to carry it on, and it's always in the back of my mind that I'm doing this for Paul. He and I had the same dream of driving Indy cars, and I've now come to realize what a cause ethanol is, and it's just it's an honor to be a part of it.
Well, speaking about what a cause it is now, going to 100% next year in the IndyCar series, how have you been able to let your other drivers know and let other people that you get a chance to meet know about the importance of this? This is a really an historical event.
Yeah, I think hopefully there's going to be a lot of coverage of the first race. We know that the Indy 500 will get a lot of attention, and we'll have all 33 cars running 100% ethanol for the first time ever, and this is really the first time that a major racing series has been all powered by ethanol. So in some ways, we're fortunate because a lot of the drivers are aware of ethanol, and we have some that are a fair amount of Brazilian drivers, and obviously they've been familiar with ethanol for many years down there. So I think that the best thing is that, from our standpoint, we try to get the message out about the performance aspects first and foremost, and it performs so well that all the drivers just have positive things to say about it, and that's going to make my job easier when all the other guys are touting my sponsor for me.
That's a good point. Now, when you go out on pump tours and you meet just regular consumers driving their minivans, what kind of questions do you get from them, and how can you tell them about how ethanol performs in their own vehicle?
It seems that a lot of the people we've met knew about some of the environmental benefits, but their primary thing is, what's it going to do to my car? And we have the opportunity. We had the opportunity this past year to really start getting out and talking to people and explaining, that it is a high performance fuel, and that we don't really want to keep referring to it as sort of a commodity. It's more of a high performance enhancement product. I mean, it really makes your car run better, and it enhances the gasoline that you put in it. So, when they get to see us running 220, 230 miles an hour, they come to realize pretty quick that they're going to be just fine in their car driving to work every day or taking the kids to school.
Well, we all know that ethanol comes from agriculture, from corn or other products like that that we can make from. I understand that you got a firsthand look at some of the ingredients of ethanol just recently.
Yeah, I had the chance to get out on the combine for the first time, and once I got in there, I think they decided I was doing a a fair enough job that they kind of knocked off and had some lunch or something and left me out there running it for 2.5-3 hours by myself, which was a lot of fun. You know, I had driven some big machinery before, not quite as big as the combine, but I had a little bit of experience with it before, so it came pretty naturally. And it was funny. The most important aspects of it I didn't learn until a 10-year-old kid jumped in with me to take the ride, and he showed me the air conditioner and the radio. So it was a pretty warm day, and you know, at first they just showed me how to do the work and said, okay, all right, you go slave to the bone for a while, and then he came in and made my job a little easier.
Well, now when we were talking about the really the patriotic aspect of ethanol, the fact that it's American-made, that it comes from the land, and you've gotten a chance to meet with the people who have, you know, built the ethanol plants here in this country and some of the farmers. How do you feel about that aspect of ethanol?
I think that that's, you know, everybody can get behind the environmental benefits, and that's one of our main messages. But obviously the other one is it's good for our country. And, you know, that's one of the things I love about the job, is getting out and meeting with people that are really involved in it at all the different levels, and getting my education from them and learning more about how they relate in the industry. And, you know, I feel like to be a good spokesperson, I have to know how everybody relates to it and how everybody works and what's important to them. And, you know, it's just great to have something that, you know, we don't have to depend on other countries and other people to provide all of our fuel and energy. And, you know, energy independence is something that's obviously not only important for the American people, but is really being pushed by the American government as well.
And I like the slogan that they've got now, energy independence.
Yeah.
Independence.
Somebody was quick and creative.
I love that. I think it's great. It's really going to catch on. I know you got asked this question in the press conference when Ray Hall Letterman made their announcement, and it, you know, seems like kind of a dumb question, but it's pretty obvious. What are your goals for the coming year?
Well, we didn't achieve one of my goals for last year, which was to win a race. So that's first and foremost. You know, just, you know, we want to be competitive. We want to run in the top five all the time to be visible. Everybody's going to be running on 100% ethanol, but we want to be the car that's most recognized for it. So to do that, we have to be up front, want to win races. And I want to, you know, learn more and develop, you know, more contacts and develop more as a role model and a spokesperson.
Good.